What's going on, beautiful people? We had Jay Venda and Rich Rose. What's going on, guys? Hope you guys are having a fabulous weekend.
What's the word around this home? It's the boy Rich Rose. And I'm feeling special today. I'm
very special. We just seen the Joker trailer. That movie looks pretty dope.
I'm feeling blessed right now. I feel like I should be wearing the color pink and black right now. Well, I wanted to talk and let you guys know, you know? Sometimes growth happens.
Okay. What do you
mean? Sometimes change happens.
Okay.
Sometimes winners win. And losers try again. And what I come to understand in my comprehensions, in my many, many youths, in my many, many days of seeing the sun go up and down, I come to understand that you can't be upset at the person that's playing. You can't be upset at the league you're playing in. But you can better yourself. You could go to practice. You could train. You could study. Maybe I sound arrogant right now. Or maybe I'm being inspirational. But this change definitely came for me. And I'm not looking for nobody to feel sobby for me or feel bad. Because that's what astrology's for. So you don't have to worry about me feeling bad or nothing. I just here to let y'all know, you know, growth happens. People either choose to be around you, people choose to love you, people choose to hate you, but it's gonna happen. Just as the sun rises, the moon will rise as well. Change will occur. I'm no philosopher. I had Audemars Piguets. Nice cars. What's all that mean if you wasn't living a good quality of life? And right now, I come to you with this moment, this little platform I got to speak my piece. Mm-hmm. I had the mimosa report for you too. I had the mimosas report for you.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to.
Sorry.
Lessons is all around, as you can see. It's not just allergies. I have the mimosas report for you, like I was saying, but I'm not ready to issue the mimosas report. I have what's trending in media news today.
There's a lot going on in the media news.
But the feeling that I'm trying to express to you, for my viewers and my listeners out there, I know I have a few viewers or a few listeners, is the fact that when you feel that the feeling I'm going through is having that new feeling of being in a brand new car, new leather seats, and I'm talking, you're the first to drive it. You're the first to put your feet on the mat. You're the first person to take it to the gas station. That's the feeling that I'm going through right now. And not just to buy it and return it. Like, to buy it, to own it. I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm in a good space. And you should too. That's what I'm giving this light motivational seminar. Sometimes you gotta stop looking at the position you're in and look at the position that you're going.
This is a nice little motivational speech for the start of the week.
You know, you gotta stay focused. If you're a fashion designer, maybe that fashion right now that you're working on is not the one that's selling out the stores, or the designer brand that you're working on right now is not selling out the store. That doesn't mean for you to stop, quit. That just means change your brand, change the community that you're marketing to. That don't mean when you're a musician, stop doing music because the people around you's not supporting you. Everybody has their own life.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
You gotta write some hit songs and stop crying.
Uh-huh. But it's not just with music. That's what they.
That's what that's what I'm trying to get to. But you in fourth gear right now. I just start the car.
Go ahead, Rich Rose. Go ahead.
I'm trying to let them know this is not the mimosas report that you're getting today. I have the mimosas report for you. I'm trying my best not to sound arrogant. I try my best not to be a cocky guy. I'm trying to be as humble as possible. But I'm trying to let you know that the feeling that I'm going through right now, I'm in a position of growth. I have to start seeing the world different than how I used to. Because I'm in a better position now. Overall. I had the opportunity to give interviews and take interviews. How about that? I'm not lying. This is my real life.
I believe you, babe.
I tell my fiance more wow.
I believe you were at BET Awards shaking hands with Bow Wow, so I believe you.
I tell him more wow. Things can change in a moment. You tell somebody how you really live and they're going to envy. This is things I'm trying to point out. Like, forget being arrogant. How about you just fessing up and knowing your position and knowing who you are in your space and be comfortable in that space?
Yeah, but some people don't know who they are, though. That's the thing. Some people, like, they just want to follow what everybody else is doing.
Because it's trendy.
I don't know if it's trendy or... Okay, that's... For instance, if... Let's say someone decides to go to school for nursing or monitor tech, but yet they were never interested in it before, but then all of a sudden their friend or whoever's doing it, all of a sudden they want to do it too.
Well, you got to understand, Slim. You got leaders and you got followers. You got Indians, you got Chiefs, you got winners, you got losers. Pick a side. But I'm not here to debate about that. I'm here to let you guys know I'm wearing my sunglasses at night now. And you should too, is what I'm trying to say.
Some people may not know what that means.
Exactly. Trust me. For the listeners that do, I hope this is changing their views on life, you know? Because I don't expect everybody to love it.
No, exactly. And we're wrong.
I wouldn't be mad if you flipped burgers at Burger King.
No.
I wouldn't be mad if you were driving a Lamborghini truck. That's just my personality. That's just who I am. I can't envy you.
Are you saying some people are being envious of you?
Nah, and if they are, I pay it no attention because, you know, I follow...
Speak your mind.
I follow a different path. So, even if they are, it wouldn't be the first... It wouldn't be the last, so what's the difference? See, if you want me to speak my mind, and you got me being live right now on the air.
No edit, I'm not gonna edit nothing out.
People been on my case. You don't fight enemies, you fight friends. Friends envy. Friends kill Nipsey Hussle.
Family too envy.
An enemy is somebody you know. Mm-hmm. But we're not gonna talk about that because I know ops. I deal with ops regularly. I'm a black man, so I'm sure many men deal with ops too. As I was reiterating, I'm here to let y'all know about growth and happiness. This time, I'm not giving the mimosas report early. I want you to know that... Yeah, I toss mattresses for a living.
No, you don't, babe.
Yeah, I do a little thing on the side.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I work at the bar.
Okay, now that is yes.
All right, then.
You know, while you're talking, I'm looking at wedding photos of wrestlers that got married.
Yeah, I'm eventually getting married. Sooner than later.
Now that is very true.
See what I'm saying? So can I give a one time for the people that are married and happily married? There's gonna be people that don't wanna be married. There's gonna be people that's gonna can't find somebody to get married to. There's gonna be people that's gonna be on that internet website all day life. Yeah. Dating app.
Yeah, that is true.
Am I lying? Stop me when I'm lying.
No, slow me down when I'm lying. That's true. And you know what was interesting was that when we first, you know, told people we're getting married, especially I know with me, people were very negative. They were like saying, "Are you sure?" And then they were talking about their bad marriage and their bad relationships there, and just very negative people.
And that's what, that's what I was trying to like. As you being somebody that understands, but I guess because you're close to me, but I'm sure there's listeners and female listeners that understand what you're saying. Like, why does negativity starts with reflecting? Why do you people reflect on the negatives? Just like at work, you won't hear the good things that they say about you, but you'll hear about the bad things quicker, and that would leave a stain on you. That would be like, man, fuck them. I don't want to be there anymore. Yeah. How come?
And that's in nursing too.
That would be anywhere. You don't have to title it. It's also in the tire shop. It's also in people that sell tires for a living. It's also in a place where people bake cakes. It's also a place where people cut grass and people sell cars. So what's the difference? But I base my life not just on competition. I base my life on growth. That's what I'm trying to let y'all know. I was never a weirdo. I was never outside, and I was never an outcast. You shouldn't be neither. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's okay if they are an outcast.
No. It's okay. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. But why do they have to be judged as an outsider or an outcast? Because they'll be having a label on them.
Ooh, well, nice motivational talk, babe.
Nah, I wasn't just talking to you. I was have listeners out there.
No, I know you wasn't just talking to me.
That being said.
Yes, tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th, WrestleMania.
We do have WrestleMania coming up.
My boy Kobe's going to be on. That's some exciting news.
We do have WrestleMania.
You know, one thing, like, they've been doing multiple interviews with Kobe Kingston, and I thought it was so interesting when he says, never count your eggs. Because, like, so much people, like, just plan so far in the future and everything. And I think that was just, like, he's just basically, like, whatever. Like, whatever happens, happens. I'm gonna look up that whole pay-per-view too and see if we could watch it.
Well, I'm gonna give you guys the mimosas report, and as I normally say, I bring the mimosas, you choose to drink
it. If you wanna drink it. I'm excited. What's going on in the mimosas report?
So, Nipsey Hussle's widowed wife, Lauren London.
I don't think they were married.
Yes, they were. Mind your business.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Is having new attempts at her relationship status.
What?
Yes, I'm going to tell you that Kodak Black Project Baby is definitely hitting on Lauren London.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure she's not following that up, but... she's in a position right now where she's mourning.
What's wrong with people? It's a lot of activity outside.
Adult film star Tiana Trump is homeless.
What?
You guys can look up who that adult star is.
I'm looking her up right now. I'm laughing at her misfortune, but I mean, that's crazy. I thought they made kudos money.
I have the mimosas report for you guys today. I was just in a place where people wanted to hear from me, and then I wanted to talk to you guys, you know. with that being said, as I get grounded, I believe Jada Pinkett Smith and August Alsina had an affair.
Oh, Lord. Is that true? But, you know she and Will Smith, they have an open relationship.
As I said, you could drink the mimosas if you want to.
Okay, but you bring it. I know. And then they're saying Will Smith is gay. Whatever. Even if he is, I still like him. I think he's a great actor. And he's from Philly.
We have the movie How High 2, the sequel of How High, coming out, starring Lil Yachty and DC Young Fly. Lee Daniels and Dame Dash are still in a legal battle over money that Dame Dash, Jay-Z's partner once known with Rockefeller, claimed that he's being owed $1 million. Beyonce's relaunching her planned financial mission with Adidas again. I'm pretty sure you heard about Drake's big play recently with that rapper that just came out of jail, right?
Oh, yes. Jay House, I think it is. Yeah, out in London. That was nice.
And just like if you guys ever followed the Mimosas report, I'm always reporting about Jesse Smollett since he's been in the news lately.
Oh, what's going on with him now?
He's getting his job back on Empire.
Oh, jeez.
He's still in the casting.
Oh, that's good for him. I don't know, for some reason, somebody told me that they killed off his character. Ay, ay, ay.
Stephen A. Smith, sports analyst, is the highest paid talent on ESPN. And he is a black man, if you're wondering.
I'll have to Google him. Have our dog here, and he's just licking his nuts right now.
No, he's not. He's laying down. He's like licking his mouth. He's laying down.
Okay. I know he licks his nuts though. Like, I don't even know if this is normal. If this is normal, guys, just let me know if your dog licks their nuts too.
I'm pretty sure everybody dogs lick their nuts. This concludes the Mimosas report. I apologize about that. I went onto a blank stare. I was thinking about the beach. You guys take care.
Alright, guys. See you in the next. I don't want to redo it. Oh. I'm going to have to.